ghosts, phantoms, specters, or spirits. Whatever you call them, I find the subject matter incredibly fascinating. I can't remember when or why I began my obsession with ghosts. I've always enjoyed reading about the subject matter, and as I grew older, my obsession increased and expanded as there were movies about ghosts, Ghost Hunters TV shows, ghost tours, and real-life experiences that people can participate in. Back in 2006, I went on my first ghost tour with Richard T. Crow. We met at Goose Island Brewery and boarded a coach bus for our five-hour evening tour. It stopped at famous haunts throughout Chicago. These places included Billy Goat's Tavern, the home of the famous Chicago Cub Curse, the site of the Chicago St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which is now an abandoned parking lot, Hull House, which is said to have housed the Devil Baby, and the gold statue from the 1930s World Fair. I was so intrigued to hear the historical stories behind these haunts, rather to see or experience ghostly encounters. A year later, in 2007, my family and I went on another haunted tour, this time with renowned author Ursula Belsky. This time we stopped at the site of the Eastland disaster, where many GE employees and their families lost their lives when the boat capsized on the Chicago River. The tour then stopped at Oriental Theater, which back in the early 1900s was called Iroquois Theater. December of 1903, about 2,000 people attended a matinee performance of Mr. Bluebeard. A fire broke out and 572 people lost their lives. As interesting as these tours were, I wanted to start investigating and hopefully experiencing ghostly encounters myself. It took several years for me to actually go ahead and do this. In 2012, I traveled to Mansfield, Ohio, to the Ohio State Reformatory. It is a closed penitentiary that also appeared in movies like Shawshank Redemption and Air Force One. We toured the facility and then equipped with temperature gauges, EMF readers, and voice recorders, were allowed to investigate the premises. We had full rein of all six floors and the isolation tower. I didn't get any hard evidence, but I did get an experience of being pushed while walking along the third floor corridor. In the summer of 2013, I traveled to New Orleans, Louisiana, one of the most haunted cities in America. I participated in a ghost tour and ghost hunt that lasted 3 days. It was put on by Troy Taylor. We stayed right off the French Quarter and traveled for the next 3 days throughout the French Quarter. The stories we heard dated all the way back to the late 1700s and included tales of vampires and voodoo. The most recent haunt was in 2006, after Hurricane Katrina, when Zach Bowen was possessed, supposedly, and killed his girlfriend prior to jumping off the roof of the Omni Royal Hotel. Once again, I did not have any experiences, nor hard evidence. However, I was very amazed at all the historical stories of the city, and I'm excited to return. Every time I plan a vacation or plan to visit a new place, I always look into the ghost tours or the ghost hunt of that city. I think this is the best way to actually get a feel for the history behind that place. Not so necessarily interested in the paranormal, more of the history behind it. Even though I haven't experienced any of my own personal ghost tales, I'm still intrigued by the idea of ghosts, spooks, specters, and spirits.